Members of New Horizons and Eastman Community Music School program are getting back to in-person rehearsals. This as they prepare to celebrate 30 years of music and friendships. WXXI's April Franklin has more on how the cohort of older adult musicians overcame challenges brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic and never stopped playing.
One, two, ready, and...
After 18 months of remote rehearsals, the New Horizons musicians are together again at First Unitarian Church for an in-person session. They're fixated on the conductor, but you can feel the energy as they play. They're happy to be back.
You can rehearse and practice at home, and that can be lovely. But when we come together, there's just sort of a... I don't know what it is. We're in it together. We're playing. There is something really special about playing music together.
That's Sue Ames, a clarinet player and longtime New Horizons member. She says the members enjoy playing together, but what people find most valuable are the relationships. Roy Ernst is the founder of the program. He agrees.
When people get involved in a musical group like a New Horizons program, they have a whole new social life, a whole new group of friends. These programs are like families.
Ernst is a former Eastman professor. He started the New Horizons program in 1991. He created the program specifically for retired people with very little or no musical experience.
I was seeing friends of my parents talk mostly about the past, and I was thinking about how a music program could be so great for them.
Spreading the message like a musical gospel, Ernst used the Rochester program as a model to start similar programs across the country. Today, there are programs in 40 states and several countries. Ernst has never stopped teaching. The 83-year-old is a part of a program in Florida where he now lives.
Although I'm very happy with what it has become, I couldn't have envisioned that it would become all of this. It's still a small percentage of what it could become.
Technology has helped sustain New Horizons during the COVID-19 pandemic, but it has also presented a new challenge for members, many of whom are in their 80s and 90s. For 18 months, family members and student mentors assisted members with navigating Zoom and operating a music program on their computers for rehearsals. Director Larry Neek says in the beginning, it was a struggle.
We couldn't hear what the band was playing. We could watch them and see if they were following along, but it was very difficult to rehearse.
Neek says they were unsure when the Rochester group would return to in-person rehearsals, but with guidance from the University of Rochester, they were permitted to do so in September. To come back, the 170 members have to be vaccinated and wear masks. Even with those precautions in place, Neek is hyper aware of the risk for his students who fall into a demographic that is vulnerable to the coronavirus. The musicians have returned in person just in time to celebrate the program's 30 years of musical fellowship, as well as the 100th anniversary for the Eastman School of Music. Neek says he's happy his students sound so good after a year and a half of being apart, but he's not surprised.
These are people that were so successful in their career lives, you know, doctors, lawyers, teachers. You know, now that they've retired from their careers, they've chosen to devote themselves to something that they love, something that's a real challenge for them, because they're probably not as successful at music as they were at whatever they were doing.
Neek has composed a special piece for the band that will be played at New Horizons' 30th anniversary performance in October. Trumpet player Mike Doolin says he's excited for the performance. He says coming back is like riding a bike.
And nobody is ever going to recruit us for RPO, you know? But we're all having a really good time. We're picking up where we left off probably decades ago.
April Franklin, WXXI News.